Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're getting into something really specific, a design flaw that's affecting some very popular and, well, very expensive Porsches.
We're talking about the Macan, the Cayenne, and the Panamera.
Exactly. And if you own one, there's this lurking maintenance issue that you really need to know about.
It's almost a rite of passage, unfortunately. We're looking at the 3.0L and 3.6LO twin-turbo V6 engines. And the symptom is, well, it's pretty obvious, oil leaking from the front of the engine right from the timing cover.
But the real problem isn't just the leak, is it? It's where the oil goes.
Exactly. It drips directly onto the alternator, just soaks it. And that's where things get really, really expensive.
And that is our mission for this deep dive. We've got the source material, the mechanic notes, the bulletins, and they point to two very different ways to fix this. There's the quick, affordable path, we could call it the smart fix,
Right.
and then there's the brutal engine out, good fix that. Well, it comes with a five-figure price tag, so we need to figure out which one actually makes sense.
Yeah, and before we get into all the grim details, let's just get one thing straight. The sources are really clear on this. If your Porsche is leaking from this spot, it is not your fault.
Okay, that's good to hear.
It's not owner neglect. It's a known factory design issue, a systemic flaw. So you can, let go of that anxiety right now.
All right, let's unpack that. I mean, these are highly engineered, very powerful V6 engines. What is the one tiny little component that Porsche got wrong here?
It really just boils down to the fasteners,
The bolts.
the bolts. The key weakness is their choice to use factory aluminum bolts to secure that timing cover.
Aluminum. Okay, I mean, I get that for weight savings.
Of course, it's all about weight. But aluminum is just, it's a terrible choice for a long-term tension job in an environment with so much heat and vibration.
So it's not a bad gasket from the start. It's the actual bolts giving up over time.
Exactly. The bolts themselves fail.
Can you get a little more nerdy on that? Like, why does aluminum specifically fail here?
Sure. So you have a twin turbo engine that gets very hot and then cools down over and over. Aluminum and the steel engine block, they expand and contract at different rates.
Aha, okay.
So these little aluminum bolts are under constant stress from that heat cycling, plus all the engine pressure and vibration. Eventually, they fatigue. They either stretch, so they lose their clamping force and the seal fails, or they literally just crack.
So it's basically a ticking clock built into the metal. It's not if they fail, it's when.
Pretty much.
Okay, so for everyone listening who might be driving one of these cars, let's be super specific. Which models and years are we talking about?
Right. This is very targeted. It's mostly in the first few years of these V6 engines. We
Yeah.
see it most in the 2015 to 2018 Macan S, GTS, and the Turbo. That's the 95B.1 generation.
First gen Macan. Got it.
Yep. Also the 2014 to 2017 Cayenne S and GTS. And finally, the 2014 to 2017 Panamera models with the 3.0CL and 3.6L V6.
Okay, so if you're in that window, you should be paying attention. So before you panic and rush to the dealer, what are the first warning signs? The subtle stuff.
Well, the most obvious one is you'll see oil residue near the timing cover at the front of the engine.
Or spots on the garage floor. The classic sign.
Classic sign, yeah. But a less obvious one is if you find yourself needing to top off your oil between services. That's a slow, steady loss. If it gets worse, you might get a dashboard warning light.
And in a worst-case scenario,
If the oil starts contaminating sensors and wiring, it could even cause like a rough idle or a misfire.
and that brings us to the real stakes here. Why is this leak so much worse than, say, a normal oil pan gasket leak?
It is purely about the location. Any oil loss is bad. Of course, it leads to premature wear.
Sure.
But this leak is uniquely destructive. Because of where that oil drips, it just runs down the engine block and soaks everything below it.
And what's sitting right below it?
The alternator.
Of course.
It sits directly in the line of fire. The oil coats the belts, the hoses, and all the delicate electronic connections on the alternator. So now you're not just fixing a leak, you're replacing a very expensive oil-saturated alternator.
Right. And that can lead to bigger problems, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. If you let it go, you risk contaminating timing components, and that is a catastrophic failure waiting to happen.
Okay, so a slow leak becomes a multi-$1,000 emergency pretty quick.
Yeah.
That sets up the conflict perfectly. You've got the factory repair, the good fix, and then this tempting alternative. Let's start with the official Porsche-approved method. What does that involve?
Option one, the factory repair is. It is a huge undertaking. Because the engine is packed in there so tightly, especially in a Macan, the only way to properly get to all the bolts is to, well, you have to take the engine out of the car.
You have to do a full engine
Oh,
removal.
full engine removal, yeah.
Wow. Okay, that explains the labor costs right there.
It really does. So with the engine out, they can strip the front end down, put in new gaskets, and replace those failed aluminum bolts. And of course, they replace anything that got contaminated, like that alternator.
And the cost for that, for pulling the engine, doing all that work, what kind of price range are we talking about?
Based on the shop data, you're looking at maybe $7,000 on the absolute low end.
Low end.
Yeah. And it can go all the way up to $15,000.
$15,000.
It depends on what needs replacing
Yeah.
and where you get it done. But that number is almost entirely labor, 30, maybe 40 hours of it.
For a handful of bolts that probably cost a couple of bucks each, that is a brutal fix. Now let's contrast that with the thing everyone finds online, the quick fix, the stainless bolt upgrade.
Right. Option two. This is an aftermarket stainless steel bolt and washer kit. The whole point of these kits is that you can replace the weak aluminum bolts without taking the engine out.
And that's the game changer.
That is the game changer. You avoid the engine out procedure. Mechanics have found ways to do it with the engine in place.
So you slash the labor from what, 10 grand down to maybe a few hundred dollars, 2 or 3 hours of work.
Precisely. It sounds like the perfect solution. You use a stronger bolt, you save thousands of dollars.
But, and this is the entire reason we're doing this deep dive, our sources, the mechanics who see these cars day in and day out, say the stainless bolt upgrade by itself is not a permanent fix.
It is not.
Why not? You're using a better bolt. Why does leak come back?
Okay, this gets us into the secondary failure, the real technical issue. The timing cover doesn't use a simple rubber gasket. It uses something called a metal crush gasket.
A crush gasket. So it's designed to be crushed and deformed just once to create the seal.
Exactly, a one-time use part. When the original aluminum bolts stretched and failed, they lost their clamping force. And that meant the metal gasket was compromised. It was crushed unevenly.
Ah, I see where this is going.
Once that metal gasket has been deformed, it can never, ever be reused to get a proper long-term seal. It's ruined.
So even if you put a stronger stainless steel bolt in and crank it down.
The gasket underneath is already damaged. The oil will just find a new way through that compromised surface.
Wow. So with the quick fix, you are replacing the cause of the leak, the bad bolts, but you're completely ignoring the consequence, which is the permanently damaged gasket.
That's the consensus, yeah.
Yeah.
The quick fix is really just a delay tactic.
It's a band-aid.
It is. It might buy you 6 months, maybe a year if you're lucky, but you are not getting a permanent repair.
So the true good fix, the expensive one, is necessary because that's the only way to replace that crush gasket properly.
That's it. You need the engine out to get a perfectly clean surface and install that new gasket correctly.
But I have to ask, I mean, are there no independent shops that have figured out a way to replace the gasket without pulling the engine? Maybe with some special tools?
That's a great question, and people have certainly tried. But the problem isn't just access. It's about doing the job right. You need a perfectly clean surface. You need to torque every bolt exactly right. You can't have any debris fall into the timing components.
It's too risky.
It's way too risky. Trying to do that blind with the engine still in the car. No reputable shop wants the liability of a $15,000 job failing and coming back.
So the five-figure cost isn't just Porsche being greedy, it's the cost of actually guaranteeing the repair is done right.
Precisely. It's a structural repair, not a patch job.
So let's summarize what this all means for you if you own one of these Porsches.
Okay, we've confirmed the leak is from a factory design weakness, those aluminum bolts. And while that quick stainless bolt fix is super tempting,
Saving 10 grand is always tempting.
always, but it's really just a short-term fix because of that underlying metal crush gasket. The only permanent fix is that full engine out service.
That is a very tough pill to swallow. So, based on the advice from the sources, what are the actual steps someone should take right now if they think this is happening to their car?
Okay, step one, get your car inspected immediately. Confirm the leak is, in fact, the timing cover. Step two, if the leak is minor, just stay on top of your oil levels, diligently. A little low on oil is much better than a fried alternator. Step three, and this is the really smart advice from the source material. Even if you plan on doing the full repair later, schedule a timing cover bolt retrofit now. Use the stainless bolts as a preventative measure.
Ah, so you use the smart fix to stop the bleeding and buy yourself time to save up for the good fix.
Exactly. It stops the immediate damage and prevents the crisis from escalating, which gives you time.
That's brilliant.
And finally, and this is crucial, keep meticulous records of everything, every inspection, every repair.
For resale value.
Absolutely. Given that a proper fix costs between $7,000 and $15,000, any future buyer is going to want ironclad proof that the permanent engine-out service has been done.
That record-keeping is key. No one wants to inherit a $15,000 problem.
Indeed. And, you know, here's a final thought to leave you with. The sources confirmed this is a known weakness. It affected multiple popular models for years, which raises a big question. Why didn't Porsche redesign this earlier? How long can an automaker rely on an astronomically expensive repair to manage what is fundamentally a systemic design flaw?
It makes you wonder.
It does. It might be worth doing some research into the history of this V6 platform to see when, or even if, Porsche ever quietly changed the design of those fasteners.
It always comes down to engineering, cost, and liability. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.